short threads, going to make rope or very, very rough fabric.
然后短的呢,
well, we've just stepped outside the flax mill. Xiaomeng Liu, you're the leader of the delegation. What have you learnt today?
我感觉对于历史遗产的保护是非常重要的。It's
really important to protect the heritage. It's a responsibility not only for Britain, but as well as for the whole world.
Have you got buildings like this in China?
肯定的，我们是有的。
We definitely have.
This big? This old?
Older than you.
I must say, you had some very interesting questions today.
Yes.
You wondered why they're spending so much money to repair the flax mill when they could build a new unit for a fifth of the cost.
Mm-hmm. So I want to fathom how determined you are to preserve your heritage.
What do people think in China? You want to retain buildings?
Yes, we want to retain the buildings. Nowadays, we want to retain more and more. But in around 30 years, that's the Cultural Revolution, we demolish a lot of old buildings. That's a pity. Nowadays, we see it a pity. But at that time, something happens, so nobody can reverse time back to that time. But I think if nowadays people, we don't do this kind of things anymore.
It was just like that here in the 1960s.
So you have your cultural revolution here?
Yeah. Do you like to revive old traditional skills? I mean, this is a flax mill, so I mean, we don't make much flax these days.
It's really important and significant. We sometimes do that in China. It's not only about skills. And it's also about knowledge, to protect the knowledge, the ancient knowledge, in case it, gone away in the history. Yeah.
And also our traditional culture. The government should spend money to protect that kind of building. Not only the private sector, but also the government.
Well, I've been to China twice.
Oh, yeah.
And the heritage is well preserved in the Terracotta Army.
The Forbidden City.
The Forbidden City is fabulous. I mean, it's incredible. And what you've shown today is a tremendous interest and enthusiasm for what we're doing because it reflects some of the things that you're attempting to do in China.
Alan Moseley is chairman of the Friends of the Flax Mill. Alan, you must be really proud that the Chinese have come to have a look at your building.
Really proud. They came from I-54, the Jaguar Range Rover building down in Wolverhampton, the cutting edge of modern technology and factory production here to the building that was the cutting edge in opening in 1797 of the Industrial Revolution and the innovation in development then. And they were very knowledgeable and very sympathetic and enthusiastic about what we're trying to do here.